Good evening, everybody. What's going on? It's RJ. I'm back again. We're here with our first official episode of the Committed Podcast. Today, I'm joined by my friend, brother, fellow seminarian, etc., Devon Harris.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to be talking about navigating Black Christian entrepreneurship today, based on an article I wrote a few months ago now, I guess. November, a few months ago now, in the original, what was the Committed newsletter. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start with a quick word of prayer first, and we're gonna get this show on the road. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how, Father God, first giving thanks, God, for life, that we may have it more abundantly, God, for the gifts that you've given us, God, for the opportunity to operate in them freely and openly, God, without abandon. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for giving us everything that we need to fulfill what it is that you've called us out of the world to do. God, we pray that, Lord, tonight, as we record this podcast episode, God, and as people listen to it around the world in different times, Father God, we pray the Lord that what we talk about today will be impactful, it'll be beneficial, it'll be helpful to the listener and to the hearer, God.
Yeah.
And God, we pray the Lord, God, that whatever we say will result in some actionable steps, God, that people will be able to take to not only get further in their entrepreneurial walk, God, but to get closer to you and help build a relationship with you, God, that is beneficial and not only to themselves, but to the earth, God, and to the people that they encounter. God, use us tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Use us tonight in a way that is edifying to your kingdom, God, in a way that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, God. God, we fully submit ourselves to you in this time. And we pray that, Lord God, that you would have your way in this place. In Jesus' name.
Your way, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. What a podcast that start with prayer.
Yeah, man.
You know, you don't see that often. Even some Christian podcasts, you don't even see them start with prayer. They probably pray beforehand, but...
Yeah, I think it's important, man, to not only just pray before doing things, but mm-hmm. to, you know, do it visibly.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, a lot of people will, you know, pray in silence, pray in the corner, pray beforehand, but, you know, the purpose or one of the purposes of this podcast is to be open and visible with everything it is that we do, in such a way that it's inspiring and motivating to other people to do the same. So first of all, thanks for being here. I know you've had a day, so I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to spend with me. You know, I've been talking to you about this podcast, this newsletter thing, for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, you've kind of seen this thing develop from an idea into, you know, you being the first person to come and talk to me on this thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm grateful, not only for your sacrifice, but I'm thankful for your support as well. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that you're doing and some of your story.
Yeah. First, I want to say, thank you for even inviting me. When I got the invite, you know, and you're the only person that invited me to do something with their podcast, I'd be shocked because I'm like, what do I have to say?
Yeah, yeah.
that could be beneficial for the people who are watching. And I'm going to say it, you know, I'm a church boy, so for the kingdom. But I'm honored that you chose me to be one of the first guests on your podcast. And I'm thankful and I'm so proud of what you're doing. But I'm Devon Harris. I am a filmmaker, photographer, entrepreneur, amen.
That's right.
Preacher. I just graduated in May 2023 with my bachelor's in mass communications. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Right. Currently, I'm getting my master of divinity at the same university, Virginia University. Hallelujah.
Go Panthers.
at the Samuel yes, DeWitt Proctor School of Theology.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
The whole thing.
And I am 22. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I have been doing films and photography since my freshman year of high school. So it's about under a decade. So I thank God for all the things he's been doing in my life, even providing ways and different opportunities to be able to fund my business, as well as even creating ways to even make money without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for what he's been doing and placing me in this particular marketplace to do what I do. So,
yeah, man. Yeah. Well, thanks. I really admire your story, too. I mean, we've talked offline, of course, and mm-hmm. we've talked kind of about, you know, even more so recently, you know, some of the struggles that we've come across in terms of, you know, strategizing, implementing, and really just living the life that we desire our futures to look like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's impressive not only to, you know, when I think about your story as a whole, your testimony, you know, kind of getting to where you are now and seeing the things that God is doing in your life, it's motivational to me. So we're gonna chop into that a little bit tonight. You know, we're gonna try to keep this under like 30 minutes or so. You know, we get to talk and we'll talk for two, three, four, five, six hours.
Hey. They wouldn't mind a good hour, you know.
Yeah, they ain't gonna listen to 6 hours though. I promise you.
They won't.
We're gonna have a 6-part series called Navigating Black Christian. I'm kidding. we're not gonna be
talking. I'll be for each one, okay? Each one.
Yeah. So I don't have a title yet for this episode. But for those of you that have listened to this podcast and are here because of the committed newsletter that I originally started on my LinkedIn page in November, we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that I wrote about in the first article, Navigating Black Christian Entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to give a disclaimer here, and I inadequately and inaptly named that article. Because you're not black first, you're not an entrepreneur first, you're a Christian first.
Yeah.
In terms of priority, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we were born sinners, right? If you mm-hmm. think about this, we were born sinners before we became Christian. So technically, I guess you could say we were born African American, right? And then we became Christians and then we yeah. became entrepreneurs. So, you know, depending on how you decide to look at it, you could say that I named it correctly. And most people would say, including myself, that I didn't. But
not a lot of people say that you named it correctly because, you know, people in this age, we care more about our skin color than we care about our effectiveness. I'm always starting to put stuff in our
own. Yeah, I mean, you know, and to be honest, you know, especially in seminary, that's like kind of, I'll say our seminary, I won't say, you know, generically, but mm-hmm. that's kind of the approach that's taken. And, you know, that's part of what I want to talk about tonight. But my effort tonight and you know, this is what I want people to understand and take away from this is that being black, being Christian, being an entrepreneur is an intersection between identity, personality yeah. and occupation
and culture.
Right. And culture. So, you know, and that culture falls into identity. You right. know what I mean? So
yeah, it's a part of.
Right. Yeah. Your identity is comprised of your, you know, your culture, your mm-hmm. experiences mm-hmm. and the people that are closest to you. And, yep. you know, it's interesting sometimes when we think about where we've come from. We like to hang on to the things that are negative about it. We like to hang on to the implications that past events have yeah. left on us. And we have to marry that somehow to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being able to have something new. And something fresh that God has given us to bring not only to, you know, ministry, but into the marketplace as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not necessarily going to make this a whole Q&A thing, but tell me about a time where you had to kind of fight yourself and fight your identity and your past to allow yourself to walk in what God has called you to do. That's a loaded question.
That's a very loaded question. That's my first question. Like, dang, you know. Yeah. What okay. I can say, well, popped on mine immediately, and I hope I can answer the question correctly. Mm-hmm. Is when I graduated, literally last year, and I was put in a crossroad of going to get my master's in my executive MBA mm-hmm. or going to get my MDiv, and I was struggling. I was like, you know, what do I really want? Like, I really didn't know which way I wanted to go because I knew that I'm an entrepreneur. I know that I have a business. But also I felt a call to preach. I also felt a call to minister. I also felt an importance for me to go and grow in my studies regarding, you know, about God and the Bible and the Word. So in that place, I had to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even... Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even make a decision. God made a decision.
That's right.
For real.
That's real.
for real. Like, I really wanted to do my EMBA. Like, yeah. The plan was literally, the program at Virginia University is really a one-year program.
Yeah, yeah.
A one-year program. So I could have got my this May, I would have had my master's. Mm-hmm. And then I could have got my doctorate and
yeah.
finished in the next 2 years. So I would have had pretty much my whole entire, got my doctorate by the age of 25.
Yeah.
Which sounds amazing. You know, people
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But the knowledge that mm-hmm. I'm receiving at in the SDVU was something that I had to take. Mm-hmm. So that was that's kind of a situation, you know, not regarding my business, but regarding like my personal, well, it kind of does affect my business in a way. But I had to make that hard decision of like, which, you know, Lord kind of got me in it because he told me what to do. But I had to really seek God and actually hear what he wanted me to do for the next season of my life. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the, I think that was really one of the situations in my life where I was in a crossroads and I had to really, you know, seek the Lord for guidance regarding what is next for myself. Regarding my business, I think the most hardest part was changing locations for me. Because I'm from D.C., and having clientele and, you know, internships with USA Today and all types of, you know, different things I was doing back in interviewing. So I had a really good time in D.C. and to come out here where I didn't have as many connections. I didn't have as many clients. You know what I'm saying? So I really had to, another thing, come back in, trusting in God in order for me to build back what he said he was going to do for me. You know what I'm saying? I think that was one of my hardest parts. But as I begin to connect, as I begin to network, as I begin to find people who are in the same field that I was in or want to do the same thing I want to do or even love what I was doing, it created a easy line of being able to grow within my business and also create connections and build finances at certain times. So
yeah, man,
I hope that answered the question.
No, yeah, you did. it's interesting and it's difficult sometimes for us to process these audacious, drastic changes in our lives and understand that they're of God. Obviously, you know, those decisions have to come with like a level of discernment and a level of understanding of how God interacts with your life. But as you were talking, I heard Isaiah 43:19 in my spirit, right? You know, don't call, it says, don't call to the mind the former things or ponder things of the past.
Yeah.
Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it?
Will oftentimes, you not be aware
right,
of it?
Will you not know it? Right. Ah. So, and that's where we kind of get caught up. It's like, okay, well, you know, we get in the flow of like these going through the motions, the routines, the habits of everything.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we not to say that we're not amazed about the things that God is doing in our comfort levels. Right. Mm-hmm. But then God does a new thing and you're just like, okay. But even listening to, you know, your story, you talking about what you were just talking about, you know, we see the seed clause of 19. I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Right. You know, that's what the testimony is. And I see your story literally filling in the blanks of that testimony. It's like a Mad Lib. I think that's like, in a way it's exemplary for, you know, entrepreneurs, people that are looking to start brands, people that are looking to, you know, find what it is that God is calling them to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a pillar for us as entrepreneurs. You know, it's like, there's no way to really prepare for what God is going to do, right? But you have to be able to refer yourself to something when you see that God is doing something new, right? You build your relationship with God to the point, you know, even those of us that are newer in our relationships with God, we have that eagerness, that fire, that burning to learn more about who God is and how he interacts in our lives. And you get to a point where it's like, okay, you know, God's like, God has to take you somewhere. And like I said, you know, Isaiah 43:18-19, that's really, it's a template for a walk, for a path, that God takes us on as entrepreneurs.
And can I add on that?
Yeah, of course.
During my, like, in my story, one thing I looked at, you know, I was thinking about while you were talking, is, like, the constant question that I did not hear, but I know God was literally asking me this, is, do you trust me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you truly trust me with what I gave you? You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, you know, we get it mixed up a little bit as Christian entrepreneurs that, oh, we had the idea, we got the plan. But for real, God literally laid out the whole entire framework for you to even have this passion, this vision. Like, literally, you know, part of my story is in high school, well, I went to a journalism media arts school. Shout out to Richard Wright Public Charter School. Amen. Hallelujah. In D.C.
Come on, Rich Wright.
Which is pretty much a media arts school. So they have literally classes around graphic design, music, photography, videography, definitely filmmaking, things like that, even dance, all types of stuff. But I had a class my 10th grade year that pretty much forced me to have the camera in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that I was going to go to Richard Wright
yeah.
and run into
yeah.
that, you know, opportunity and be able to actually, like, I didn't know how much I loved the camera until it got placed into my hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. how, you know what I'm saying? So I had the only, like, literally God was like, do you trust me with what I gave you? Like, do you trust me with the vision I gave you? Do you trust me with the skills I gave you? Because even people that took a long time for them to get how to work a camera took me a month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to be able
yeah.
to really grasp it, yeah. understand it, edit, stuff like that. Yes, I'm still growing. Hallelujah. But literally God prepared the whole roadmap already. And then now it's led me to today. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like,
I
wouldn't even, if he did not prepare that way for me, like, I would not be who I am today, being able to help other people, other filmmakers, photographers, be able to grow in this area, learn how to edit, learn how to do, how to do lighting, stuff like that that people don't know about. I'm literally walking around today at my job teaching students how to do this. So,
yeah.
I thank God. It's only God. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
then, even recently, I was in a situation where, like, do you trust me again? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
yes, I gave you the business. I told you you're going to start the business. I know you're going to, you know, really go full force this year. But do you trust me with me bringing you the clientele? You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
you just dropped the clientele
mm-hmm.
on me. I didn't
yeah.
even ask for it. I didn't
yeah.
look for it. I didn't make no post. I didn't make no flyer. I didn't send my packages out. He's
yeah.
been sending me opportunities back to back to back. So the question is, you got to ask yourself, like, while you are building your business or while you already have your business, is do you trust God in
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your
lean
own
not.
Understanding.
That's right. In all that yeah. ways.
Acknowledge
right.
him and he will what?
That's
direct
right.
your path. So
that's right.
That's what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? As a Christian entrepreneur, and that's one thing I'm learning even right now. And I'm constantly walking in that trust. But yeah.
Man, that's huge. And I think that was what, Matthew 6:33 that you mentioned, right?
Oh, you're talking about
trust in the Lord.
Oh, that is Proverbs 3.
No, it's not. Proverbs 3.
Yep.
So, and it's funny that you go to Proverbs, because I'm going to take you to Proverbs 16 in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take you two verses back, right?
Mm-hmm.
To verse 3.
Right,
do not let kindness
good.
And truth
that's
leave you.
Good.
Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is a good transition right here. How did you get to a place where you had to understand that it's not of your own works that the success has come, but it's God? How did you receive that revelation, and what did you do after that?
That's a really good question. It first happened in my life. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had to see that in everything that I was going on, not just in my business, but I really have to, like, depend on God for everything.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
that is a true relationship, you know what I'm saying, that you have with God in general. Like, you
mm-hmm.
can't do nothing on your own. Like, and I had to learn that even in my personal life, when it came to, like, my finances, when it came to, like, job opportunities, when it came to even choosing what school program I'm going to choose, like,
yeah.
you have to depend on God. So it's a part of your journey as a Christian in general, or as a believer, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Like, you have to depend on God. As it relates to my business, I'm still, if I'm honest, I think I'm still learning that dependency. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Still learning that trust, because, you know, you can try to, you know, have plans, things like that, try to put things in place, but it may not be of God. So you
yeah.
have to constantly
yeah.
seek him for approval and clarity on what he has told you. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? So
absolutely.
That is, I think that's something I'm still growing in, but, you know, I constantly just remind myself of what he told me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a strong way to remind yourself of what he said to you and where you want to go. So I think that's literally one of the ways that I kind of, you know, maneuvered, when it came to understanding the dependency and trusting in God. So,
mm-hmm. And that's something that I hear Bishop Younger says it all the time. You know, you need to, I told you this the other day, you need a Holy Ghost to go to Walmart.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Right. And it's not, you know, it's not necessarily a joke. You know, sometimes it's actually true. Walmart's kind of crazy sometimes.
True.
But, you know, you actually do. The Bible says that the Lord will leave a witness in you.
Yes.
And it'll leave a spirit in you that will be able to not only testify,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be able to come into agreement with the plan of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, and the reason I ask you this question is to kind of remind everybody that's going to listen to this why I named this podcast Committed.
Yeah.
It's Proverbs 16:3,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to read the first, starting verse 1, but it says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. the Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Yeah. Right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Watch your motives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
my
huge.
My God.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think that's why at certain points in my journey with my business, I did not excel in the places that I wanted to.
That's huge.
Because my motives were off.
Yeah.
Like, my purpose of doing photography, videography was to become big or to make money. And that's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to figure out what is your true purpose. And that's why I'm going through this thing with you. You know what I'm saying? We're building my business in a new way for this year. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know your why, you know what I'm saying? It kind of puts you in a place where you're trying to be like everybody else. Like, how can I be like, you know, the biggest photographer that's out here? You know what I'm saying? How can I be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you really have to be in a place where, like, Lord, like, I'm going to say it again. I'm really truly trusting in you with everything that's regarding my business. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going to go with everything that you say to me. We have to really watch our motives, because I live in a situation like that. I really found myself in a place where I was only doing this because everybody else believed I could do it. Or even that, like, there's money for this. Like, anybody want pictures. Anybody want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to really seek, like, you know, am I doing this for the Lord? And we can go to that scripture. It's right there in front of us, which is our church scripture.
Yeah, that's right. I'm getting to that. That's why I wrote it down there.
Yeah. You know, am I really doing this for the Lord? Am I doing this for people? Like, am I doing this for clout? Or am I doing this for to glorify his name? Like, if you want to be a true Christian entrepreneur, that means everything that you do is led by God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, everything that you do. So,
and that's huge too, man. And that's I think that's why I have Matthew 6:33 in my spirit, because it's not the namesake of the podcast, but it's part of the foundation for the podcast too.
Yeah.
We hear Jesus talking about faith, and I wanted to say that too. Commitment's not this is gonna be heavy. Commitment's not a sin problem; it's a faith problem. Commitment's not a sin problem; it's a faith problem. Yeah, now, commitment's not something that as sinners, right, as part of our flesh nature, that we are a deterrent from, because we commit ourselves to doing things that are sinful sometimes, right? Committing what we're doing to God is a problem of faith. I'm gonna read I'm gonna read verse 30. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But I'm going to time out there for a second. God knows if he put a plan in your heart to start a business, he's going to supply everything you need to accomplish that goal, right? But Devon said, watch your motives. So watch this. This is Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. For each day has enough trouble of its own. And I'll give you practical for this. I didn't even talk to you about this. This is the first time you're hearing about this. So I've been looking at this property. There's 7 acres in the south side of Richmond. I've been looking at it for at least maybe a year or so now. And you know, because I'm taking you over there.
Yeah.
And I've given you the whole vision. I've written it down, made a plan. I've let it tarry for a little
bit.
We're
going to do this. We're going to stamp this time. We believe the Lord's going to do it in quick, fast, and a hurry.
A few weeks ago, I had reached out on LoopNet. I reached out to the realtors. And I emailed them.
That's a lesson in that too. I'm sorry.
LoopNet. I'm gonna drop gems. LoopNet.
The lesson. I'm sorry. I want you to remember what you said. But the lesson in that is to still reach out in faith.
That's the lesson in that. Yeah, absolutely.
Not to go in your pockets, but
yeah, go. That's fine.
You ain't got the money for that building yet.
Look, not when I tell you how much it costs, you gonna be like, yeah, ain't nobody got that kind of money. I emailed the people. You know, you can hit the contact us button on the page or whatever, and it sends like this kind of automated email. They reached out to me and asked me what a good phone number is. I replied with the phone number. Hadn't heard back. This was like mid-January. It's about 3-4 weeks ago. Hadn't heard back. They called me today. I missed the phone call, so I called back. Long story short, I asked him, she was like, first of all, the lady that was on the phone was kind of like, how do I say this, Jesus?
She was a little rude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a good word.
She was kind of rude, you know, kind of, you know, short. But you know, I try to maintain a positive, kind attitude, you know, lighthearted, things like that. Even though I'm tired. I'm really tired. But I asked her, I was like, you know, well, what's the asking price for this property? She's like, $30 million. I said, ooh. Now, obviously I'm trying to walk in this, you know, super professional, this is, you know, who I want to be in my future when I do have $30 million mm-hmm. type of attitude, right? And I'm like, dang. First of all, God told me 7 acres, $15 million. Mm-hmm. That's double, you know. Now I had to check my faith right here. And this is why I brought all this up, right?
Yeah, I'm about to check you on your podcast.
No. I checked myself hours ago when I had this phone call. I had to sit there for a second. I got off the phone with her and I said, you know, all right, well, God, this is double what you told me I was going to pay for the property. Mm-hmm. But then and again, you said that, you know, I wouldn't have to pay for it. I wouldn't have to beg for any money. You gave me the vision for this whole thing. And then I went back to my Matthew 6:33. And I mm-hmm. said, okay, well, my motives are in the right place. My heart's in the right place. I'm not doing this for my own selfish gain. Now, now, one of them floors, I do plan on living on one of them floors and have me a nice little penthouse suite, right? But my motive is not to do that because, you know, you can do that, you know, without, you know, trying to accrue $30 million, like not eight figures, you know.
Yeah.
But I had to sit here and say, all right, well, God, you know, this is not gonna happen by my might or my power.
Yeah.
This is gonna be something that by your spirit, saith the Lord. Like, this is not something that, you know, is gonna come of my own hard work.
Yes.
God's gonna have to do a miracle.
Yes,
in this.
He will.
And so, you know, it's those times where you have to be like, all right, well, you know, it's not necessarily even a test of your faith. It's just a reminder that you need to, you know, you need to draw from that faith in this season. So,
yeah. And I don't know where you're about to go, but when I thought about being committed, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the title of your podcast, mm-hmm. Not only does it take faith, but it also is really a testament of your love of Christ as well.
Absolutely,
I did a whole Bible study about this last week mm-hmm. with the campus ministry that I'm over right now at Virginia Union called Sent, and we talked about what it looks like to commit to God and how you couldn't like what really drives that commitment is your love for Him. Like mm-hmm. literally, the Bible says, "If you love me, you will what? Obey my commands."
Obey my commands. Right.
So you know when you love God, you're totally submitted to His will. To what He says and what He, you know, He has for you, you wouldn't even question.
Right.
You know exactly. What I'm saying? Yep. What He says, or you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even, you'll be totally committed to right. what He has for your life.
Yep.
So sometimes we gotta check our hearts. Like, wait, how is your heart posture towards God? Like, check to see if you're really loving God. Like literally, I had the whole ministry literally like have a like, do a statement just saying God I love you, like that's a commitment statement. Like to say I love you is literally a commitment. Like
that's a commitment. Yeah,
that's why I say to people I really love, because I want you to know that I'm committed to you and what God has for your life, you know what I'm saying. So for that being said, we have to literally recommit ourselves to loving Christ in a new way and actually learn it, because when you really love someone, you learn new things about them.
Right,
you'll learn new way, you'll read more, you'll study more, you'll pray more. So as it relates to like, you know, the business and being committed to what God is doing within our business, love God more, you know, seek him, you know, seek His word, read His word, pray more. And he will surely literally guide you in it, because He gave it to you.
Yeah.
He gave it to you. So that's one thing I thought about when we talk about committed.
And that's true. And to be honest with you, I got a little convicted there too, because I'm like, dang, I haven't been reading my Bible as much. Mm-hmm. But it brought me back to a place even now where I recall back in August of 2021, where first of all, I have to provide some context here for the listeners. So I started Sankofa Studios in July of 2020, and I told you some of the story last night when we talked. Started Sankofa Studios in July of 2020, and I was in a place where it was my junior year of college. I was already working two part-time jobs, mm-hmm. and I was like, I still need to make some more money because I have books to pay for, and I can only afford to work, you know, two days a week. You're right. Undergrad was expensive. I thought grad school was expensive. You got a little money in grad school, but, you know, undergrad? So I'm serious.
That refund check. School, I'm trying to tell you. All right,
you got to get in my pockets now. You're in there too deep. But no, God has been faithful. You know, this is even a testimony of that. So, you know, if you recall, you know, the world's happenings in July of 2020, we had just been shut down for about 4 months at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was at home thinking like, okay, well, how can I monetize these skills? Now, I'm going to lean heavy into the entrepreneurship part of this for a second here. Sometimes it's important for us to do an audit of what God has given us. Mm-hmm. To help us to identify his plan in our life.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not God giving us this wild dream that, you know, makes us wake up in a pool of our own sweat in the middle of the night. Ooh. And that we have to, you know, go roll over and find a post-it note or a notebook to write some stuff down. It's not always that. Sometimes it's God strategically placing you in rooms with people or in classes, learning skills to do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes it's God raising up an interest in you to do certain things, or you know, feeling like he's calling you to a certain group of people. Yeah. And sometimes it's just that simple. And sometimes it's a process that is just that inconspicuous. Like, it's just like such a hidden process that, you know, all of a sudden one day you have that epiphany. It's like, oh snap. Like, I know how to program in HTML and CSS. And that's what it was for me. Mm-hmm. Like, in high school, I took a class. I was in robotics club for three years. While I was in high school, and I learned how to program HTML and CSS. Mm-hmm. And I was like, 4 years later, 5 years later, oh man, I know how to program HTML, CSS. Like, why don't I just build websites for people? Uh-huh. So that's what I did. I did that for a year and a half. It took me a long time. I had so many sleepless nights in college, you know, trying to build websites for clients, not being able to pull off projects on time and asking for extensions and the whole, you know, that whole spiel. We'll talk about that one day. The troubles of dealing with clients and not because of them, but because of us.
If you want to invite me for that one, I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, we experience for days, man.
Definitely in my field, okay?
Yeah, you've been in your field a little longer than I've been in mine. I've been, you know, doing graphic design and web design for, you know, almost 4 years in July. At least working for clients, right? You know, I've been doing like kind of like freelance stuff for a few years prior, but regardless, right? I graduate college. I end up going, moving back home, back here to Richmond, and I worked retail for maybe about a year and a half. God told me January last year, December last year, December 2022, quit your job. 90 days, work on your business. I did that, but I ended up getting into some stuff I had no business getting into, Davon. And life for a little bit.
Life
for about 75 days. Then I was hit with a tragedy. I won't really get into that in this podcast, but I hear from God. He's like, hey, dude, like you're doing this for the wrong reasons. They're not bad reasons, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, you need to make a living. It's not bad reasons. It's just that if you choose the right reason, I'll make everything right. So I said, okay. And I found this psalm. Psalm 1.
Teach us, Doc. Teach
us. Now, this one's going to hurt some of us because we don't realize at the time how our circles affect what it is that we are trying to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that was kind of where I was mm-hmm. at that point in my life. Not August 2023, but kind of reminiscent of August of 2022.
Yeah.
Because you know, within that year, a lot had happened, right? You know, you've known me since about February last year, almost about a year now.
Yeah, but it's a year now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, August of 2022 was when I kind of heard this from God, and I was like, okay. So he took me to Psalm 1, 6 verses. It says, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor mm-hmm. stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Right? People that talk about you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His lowercase h, meaning us. Right? His delight is in the law of the Lord. Right? And in his law, capital H, meaning God, he, lowercase h, meaning us, meditates day and night. Mm-hmm. Okay? He, capital H, will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. Mm-hmm. And in whatever he does, lowercase h, meaning us, he prospers, right? Meaning us, lowercase h. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff, which the wind drives away. It's like dead grass, I think is what chaff mm-hmm. is, right? Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Yeah. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
The seminary is coming out of me. I'm so sorry.
And we're not gonna preach this. We're not gonna perform an expository exegesis of this expository.
I'm really this close to doing it. And I may have to talk about the verse that I just seen.
There's a specific grace that Christian entrepreneurs have, that visionaries have.
Yes.
And I'm gonna talk about verse 4, because that's the one that jumped out at me. It's just like 4 or 5. When God, oh boy, I might do it. when God raises up a vision inside of you, and this, I'm talking to the visionaries here. This is not, specifically for those people that, you know, are selling a product, which, like I said, I'm not here to bash any type of industry or anything like that. Right. I'm here to teach and expose certain things to certain audiences. Yes. Right. So to those who God gives vision. Right. To those who God shows people vision for other people's ideas. Mm-hmm. To the Mordecais. Right. Not necessarily talking about the Ruths and the Esthers, and that they all have their place. Right. But to those who are vision pushers, to those who God shows vision to help other people. Right. God is going to take you to a place called the threshing floor. And this threshing floor is important because it helps to sift the wheat from the tares. It helps to sift that which is nutritious and which is beneficial to the kingdom into the marketplace for that season. He's going to expose it and separate it from the tare, or, you know, it's a choking weed, mm-hmm. right? But in this case, I want to relate the tare to the chaff, right? These are both plants that are either detrimental to or indistinguishable from, because, you know, you can look at the biology of the chaff and the tare and the wheat. They all look similar.
Yeah.
Right. But the chaff doesn't have a negative connotation. It has a neutral connotation. Mm. Right. The tare has a more negative connotation. But both of which. OK. both of these are not beneficial exactly to where it is that you need to be going as an entrepreneur and a visionary of God's body. Right now, let's look at this. There are three types of people that you have in your life. You got wheat, you got chaff, and you got tares. You got all three kinds of people in your life. I guarantee you. There's a guy, I can't remember his name right now, but the quote says something along the lines of, "You are the sum total of seven people or five people that you hang around." Right. Mm-hmm. There's some Earl Nightingale in there somewhere. You can read it. It's called The Stranger's Secret. You read that book, listen to the audio book. It talks about we become what we think about. Right. And this is Bible, too. Yeah. As much as you want to tear down motivational speakers. Some of them got some Bible in it. Earl Nightingale got some Bible in it. Right. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first. Right. Ain't that what it? OK.
Yeah.
So you need to understand and do an audit of the people that you have in your life.
You have to
think about. Who is wheat? What I'm gonna use my homiletical creativity to delve into the biological terminologies of plants for a second here. So just bear with me, okay?
I'm sorry. Even coming to seminary.
Just bear with me.
It's just
so there are different types of relationships in the biological world. You have symbiotic relationships, and you have the other ones that I can't. Is it what's it called? I should probably have done some research on this.
Just other people.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm Googling this. I need to make sure I'm speaking properly.
Amen.
Yeah, no, I need to make sure I'm right. Asymmetric. A mensalism is what
a fish? I'm so sorry.
That is a fish. Yes, it is.
Distracted sometimes.
it's Nemo, actually. it's Nemo. You see Nemo?
Amen.
Praise God. So No, listen, listen. let's preach it. Let's preach it. Uh-huh. Amensalism is a non-symbiotic, asymmetric interaction where one species is harmed or killed by the other, and one is unaffected by the other. Mm. Okay? A symbiotic relationship is Nemo and the anemone. Mm-hmm. Right?
The anemone.
So yeah. Nemo and the anemone.
See, that's why he messed up.
Nemo and the anemone are a symbiotic relationship, uh-huh. right? A symbiotic relationship is not necessarily where both parties contribute to the well-being of the other, mm-hmm. but their interaction does not harm or benefit each other, right?
You're preaching this. I just want you to know that.
Okay, so, I'm not trying to preach it. I'm just trying to educate the folk.
I'm just trying
to teach the people.
But you're talking good, Doc. You are.
Okay. All right, so... You have a symbiotic relationship. I like to think of our relationship. I told you about this.
Yeah.
I said, I think our relationship is a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that we both have things that are skills and strong suits and strengths of ours that we can offer one another.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You need those people in your corner. You need those people to have relationships with that not only you can, serve alongside and, do business with, but to have fun with and that they can pour into you when you pour into them.
You're about to say that. Build each other up.
Right? It's so iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. Everything that we do should be for the edification of the body of Christ. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ. This is 2 Corinthians 5:20 for those who need Bible reference. We're called to be ambassadors of Christ. Matter of fact, I'll just go read it. Give me like 10 seconds. Let me get it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says, therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ as though God were making an appeal through us, mm-hmm. right? That's us, operating in our business and our gift and our calls. We beg you, we beseech you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. That means be tied, committed to God, mm-hmm. right? So this is all important, right? You have your symbiotic relationships. You have your asymmetric relationships where you're pouring and not receiving back from that person. And you have your asymmetric relationships where maybe you're the person that's being poured into but not giving anything back. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your mentors will do something like that, but a good mentor will operate in some kind of symbiotic relationship with you, right? They're gonna give you something, and sometimes you're gonna do something in return for that mentorship. Mm-hmm. Now, there is such things as symbiotic. Let me clarify. Quid pro quo is not a symbiotic relationship. I need to put a meme up right here. That's like that. I have a meme that says "Let that sink in," and it's a sink in a doorway. Yeah. Get it? Let the sink in. Anyway,
let that sink in for you for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Quid pro quo is not a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Right? That is an asymmetric relationship. Y'all want to talk about toxic relationships? It's a relationship where you're doing something that is not ethical, it's not moral, but it is for the benefit of the other person and to your own detriment, mm-hmm. whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
Right? Be wary. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. That's I guess you could call it my sermon, but just be wary of the different types of relationships that you have. We're going to talk about commitment. We're going to wrap this thing up, but
can I add a little bit about that before we wrap it up though?
Go ahead.
I want to add, just to piggyback what you're saying about, watching who's around you, not even just regarding your business, but just for your life, mm-hmm. because what's happening is we have people around us because we know them since we were childhood friends because you guys have a tight connection. But if they are pulling you away from what God has for you and what he's telling you and who you're supposed to be, then you need to separate yourself. And definitely, they don't want to change. Like, if they don't want to change, let them go. And I had to learn that lesson multiple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people you have to, if they don't honor, that you don't, you can really, really tell if these people are your true friends by the way they honor you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you stop something, they wouldn't bring it around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't allow it to be in your presence. You know what I'm saying? Right. They wouldn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
That's good right there. They wouldn't bring it up. They won't, Like, they would just love you despite what it is.
That's right.
So you gotta really watch who really is around you and who is really causing you to stay in your previous season.
Yeah.
Because I'm very honest, transparent. I just left a season like that. I just left a season where I had to look at myself like, why are you still doing that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why are you continue to go back into that? Why do you continue surrounding people that don't want to change?
Yeah.
Y'all talk about doing all this great stuff all the time.
And don't put no action to it.
But don't put no action to it. Like, nothing is being done.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get out of this. I want to be able to get this. I want to do this. But you're not putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to hear no more about your business idea if you ain't going to put in the work. I don't want to hear about it no more.
Yeah. And it's it's sad because, like, people, and there's a difference. And this is why I do what I do, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a difference between the people that, you know, have ideas and don't want to do anything. And those people that have ideas and don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of the point of the Committed podcast and what we're doing at Sankofa Studios and Driven and all these things is that, you know, we want to help reach those people that have ideas and know that they're hearing from God and know that they have a vision for something that's going to be impactful and meaningful for people, but don't have the strategy or the time to put resources towards it. You know, it's important. This is what I feel like when God is saying, or I'll say more so the Bible is saying, the Bible is inspired, breathed word of God. Anyway, the Bible is saying by 2 Corinthians. I just want to be specific, man. You know, this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:20 about us being the ambassadors of Christ. We have to, it's our responsibility.
I'm studying this right now, too. It's kind of crazy.
It's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Are you talking about this?
2 Corinthians. I'm actually studying the whole second.
I got Colossians up here. But yeah, we're talking about 2 Corinthians here. But I'm about to go to Colossians, too. Because you mentioned the Bible study you did last Saturday about love.
Yeah.
And, you know, we when we talk about love, we think of 1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah.
Right, that's what everybody thinks about. Think of Song Solomon and
love it.
Yeah,
and then you said Song Solomon,
bosoms, and all this. Crazy. Yeah, all of that stuff Solomon talking about.
Do not read Song Solomon if you ain't married. Okay, you know,
so
you
Lord Jesus, it's gonna put you in your feelings.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that to yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to study it,
love yourself.
go with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Let a kid of the Spirit give life. So go with the Spirit when you read it.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
So yeah, that's all I had to say about that. But go ahead.
So the Song of Solomon is a trip, man. I read the first book. I said, mm-mm.
The first chapter.
The first Solomon. The first chapter. I said, yeah, nah, y'all got it.
See, y'all wilded. That's how y'all got it. Married, dude.
I had. Matter of fact, first time I read the Song of Solomon. I read the King James Version. They couldn't understand.
That's even worse.
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Understand what they say. Okay.
And I was like, maybe I should just read the Amplified Version. Worst mistake of my life. It amplified it. It amplified it all the way. It turned the gain up to 10. It turned it up. If I had any biblical regrets, it would be reading Song of Solomon before my time. Praise God. But yeah, man, it's we think of love when we think about these things, right?
Yeah.
And when you mentioned love, it's more so of a building of relationships. And it's and again, like I said, commitment's not a sin problem. It's not a problem that we have because we're gluttonous or we're prideful or greedy. Yeah, in part, maybe sometimes, you know, we don't build relationships because of they're based on past hurt that I ain't nobody there. You know, but sometimes we base those relationships, we base how we approach a relationship based on the previous hurt, whether it's from a different relationship or a relationship previous from that same person.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not the sin that prohibits that relationship from growing. It is faith. It's faith that it's faith in ourselves. It's either faith in ourselves, faith in God, or faith in the other person.
Yeah.
Right? Faith in yourself. Do I have the capability to approach this person in kindness and in love like Jesus would want me to and rebuild this relationship? Is God able to coordinate or move things in a way that I can actually even just properly communicate with that person? Person may be blocked in a different state, country, whatever. You know, can God move the chess pieces so that, you know, I can rebuild this bridge? Is the other person going to be receptive of whatever kind of conversation that I'm looking to have? It's a faith problem. It's not necessarily just a sin problem. It's not necessarily our pride that gets in the way. It's not just our pride that gets in the way, right? Faith and love, we talk about the fruits of the Spirit all the time, but it says at the end, the greatest of these is love, right? And this is why I want to bring up Colossians 3:23, because it kind of piggybacks off what we said in Proverbs 16. But it says in verse 23, I'll read verses 23 through 25. It says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance.
Yeah.
It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done. And that without partiality. That means it's fair.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean it's partial, meaning not whole. It means partial without bias. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference, you know. But it's important to understand intentionally how we interact with people and build relationships with people. What we do is not for ourselves. And honestly, right, and you'll understand this when I say this to you, mm-hmm. what I do for you is not for you.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it benefits you.
My God.
It benefits you, mm-hmm. right? But this is me being an ambassador to Christ. Yeah. This is me operating in what God has called me to do. To help you operate in what
this
God has called
be a
you
part two podcast. I got so much more to say about this.
We go through part
two. When you said that, I literally just begin to think about like a true friendship see past what you see right now.
That's right.
Like yeah. I see what God has for your future. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I see what God is getting ready to do in your life. Like I see all the great plans and purposes that God has for you. So when you have friends and you know, this is how you know. So it's how you know also too if they're good friends or good people be in circle is if they just stand around because you know
you got stuff going on.
You know what I'm saying? You got stuff going on. You gonna make it?
Yeah.
Or am I gonna help you get there? Mm-hmm. Am I gonna push you there? Am I gonna keep you hold you accountable? You know what I'm saying? Like yeah you say we'll do this. You finished it yet? You know what I'm saying? How did you do your mm-hmm. business plan yet? Mm-hmm. Did you do your mission vision? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like so like that. Like that's being a true friend. And I think it's awesome that you said that because we need to watch those. Literally watch those who are only around you because they know you're gonna make it.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
It's true. And again, it goes back to like, you know, asymmetrical relationships.
Yeah.
Who's around that is just their chaff?
Yeah.
And then this goes into all the prayers that you need to pray and all that stuff praying about. You know, God, remove those people in my life that are just chaff. Blow them away. Just remove them. Because those people, they're not like harmful, right? They may even be massive supporters.
Yeah.
Right? People that are just like, I'm just going to listen to your podcast because it's your podcast. Hey, I ain't gonna be mad at that. You know, more people listen. Maybe sometime one of these days, something I say something and it'll bless you, right?
Say let them do it,
right?
Hey, we need the viewers.
Those with ears, let them hear.
Let them hear.
Come on,
okay. You don't gotta worry about me, sweetheart.
Look, you ain't gotta worry about me, sweetheart.
That's play, okay.
But yeah, man, like this is great. We're definitely gonna do a part two to this. We have to do a part two to this. This experience of starting a podcast is. Interesting to say the very least.
Yeah.
You know, for those of y'all that listen to the preview, we're talking through this kind of season where, you know, it feels like we're finishing the foundation of some things. But there's obviously trial and hardship along the way. Right? Things happen, life happens, right? I told y'all that I had to return my mics because I did a doggone event at Virginia State about a month ago now, and I came back to, you know, mix and master the audio and do all this stuff. And, you know, I had like maybe 5 minutes of audio from a 2-hour event. And I was angry.
I'm sorry.
I was angry.
He said angry.
I was angry. but, yeah. You know, God has a weird way of making things work out.
Hallelujah.
For our good. He just does. Romans 8 and what's that, 28? Or is that 18? 28. It's 28, right?
Yeah,
Romans 28. It's 28. I know my Bible. It's 8:28.
I don't know which one you're talking about right now. You
didn't Bro, say and we know.
Oh, yeah. That's Romans 8:28.
That's right. All things.
Wait, what are you hitting at?
You know where I'm hitting at. You know my testimony.
I'm just making sure. Romans 8. Uh-huh. Chapter 8 has so many good gems in
Romans
it.
8 is...
Read
is
your Bible.
It's all bangers, no skips.
I ain't gonna lie. Romans 8 is probably my... Between... It's 8 and 5. Like, 5, chapter 5 and chapter 8.
Now,
two favorite chapters.
Now, I have to submit this for your contemplation. I hear your Romans 8 and I raise your Romans 7.
You say your favorite 7?
I love 7.
Your 7 is good, too. I was like,
for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am a flesh sold into bondage unto sin.
Amen.
For I know what I'm doing, I don't understand, but...
I don't understand,
I'm not practicing what I know I would like to do, but I'm doing the things that I hate.
No, that's true, man. I'm trying to tell you.
It is
the law of my flesh, man.
Y'all hear the duality of man. My NASB says the conflict of two natures. But, you know, there's been difficulty, right? Like, I had technical difficulty. I was just able to get these... I'm not sponsored by DJI or anything, but I got the brand new DJI Mic 2s. That's what we're recording on today. I already like them a lot more, but, you know, nonetheless, it's been kind of difficult, you know, having ideas and, like, writing down as much as you can, but, like, knowing, like, I want to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah.
And I want to not only, like, you know, talk about my thoughts. I can do that anytime. I have Instagram. But, like, you know, talk to other people and hear how not only their perspectives, but hear how they're implementing these things in their lives actively.
Yes.
Right. And that's what I hope to do more of as we aim to inspire and motivate people to build their businesses around the principles of what God has said in his word.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not, I'm not, you know, trying to proselytize or convert nobody, you know, that's great. You know, if people come to learn about Christ, that's part of what I'm aiming to do. But, mm-hmm. you know, really, we're here to talk about experiences. We're here to be relatable to people. We're here to show people that, you know, whatever you're going through, there's no sin that's uncommon to man.
Yes.
There's nothing that you can do that hasn't been done before. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that has been was, and everything that's going to be already is. Right. So. It's important.
Too hard for God.
That's right. That's right. And it's important for people to understand that. And we're going to talk about this, probably in the next episode. We'll probably do part two after this, but, another article that I wrote, we're going to talk about too, the imposter syndrome and living righteously, how important it is to understand that you're saved by grace through faith, mm-hmm. not of your own works, because it's not a gift of God. And sometimes we get into a place where we get in these rooms and we're having podcast episodes, and we're talking about things and we feel like we're not good enough to do it. And it's because of the things that we've done. When I've done X, Y, and Z and done these things wrong. And, you know, why do I deserve to do this? Well, you don't mm-hmm. deserve to do it. It's because God has graced you for the assignment. It's because God has graced you to be able to do it.
Why don't you convict me from the first thing that I said in the beginning of the podcast? How you gonna,
I wouldn't be me if I didn't bring it full circle.
He literally just convicted me.
It's okay. You're graced for it, sir.
I mean, also, before we do leave, I want to give one piece of advice I can give any entrepreneur.
Oh, that was gonna be my question.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Give a piece of advice. Leave the saints with something.
All right. So see, we was on, you see mm-hmm. how that is, you know? That's like, it's like brother in the Lord, brother in the
That's
Lord.
Right.
Okay.
Connected to
my one my one piece of advice, and I think we probably a two-parter for real. Mm-hmm. But my one thing is look at exactly the gifts and the things that God already instilled in you. Like it's for the person who has not started yet, you know what I'm saying, who is trying to figure out, but they know they want to do entrepreneur. This is what we're really for.
Yes.
Really, you know what I'm saying, look at what God already aligned in your life. It's probably something he, you know what I'm saying, already putting you, a desire, mm-hmm. putting you a niche that you want. And then the second part of it is just start. Yeah. Like, it's that simple.
That's
like,
right. Yeah.
I think sometimes we overcomplicate the journey of being a entrepreneur, business owner. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, there's more stuff that goes into it, but if you just start, the Lord will guide you the rest of the way.
Absolutely.
Like, I just had to start, and I was able to get connected with people that brought me funding at those times. And then I just started. I had to keep on starting. Like, let's be real.
You got to keep on starting.
I had to stop, and it's fine.
That's
like,
so good.
Because technically, if what I'm doing right now, and I did that, like, if I did it, like, years ago, I probably would have mishandled what he has given me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I probably would have mishandled the whole entire season. But this season, I'm prepared for what God has for my next. So just start. And don't be afraid to start all over again. Like, it's a part of the process. So that's my advice.
Yeah, man.
Look, definitely for those who are trying to start or about to start, really look at what he already gave you. And then from there, just start.
Man, that's a blessing. It's so important to understand that this is a journey, and it's not something that happened. Rome wasn't built overnight, and it wasn't torn down in a week.
I'm 9 years in, still not even where I want to
look,
be.
Look, and he further along than I am, and I haven't. I'm telling you, like, it's so important, man. Like, don't rush it. Trust the process, and stay committed, man. That's what the most important thing is. Stay committed to the walk. Stay committed to God while you're doing it.
Yes,
Devon, thank you for joining me tonight, man. We're gonna pray out, and we're gonna call it a day. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, We come before you humbly as we know how, Father God, first giving thanks for this wonderful time that we've had, God, just fellowshipping and talking about what it is that you're doing, God, not only in our lives, but in this earth, God, even amidst all the destruction and the things that are happening, the trial, the tribulation, and everything in between, God. We thank you for the solace that you provide us through your saving grace, God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for giving us gifts, God, and not only just the gifts, but there's hope, God, that even in your telling us that we have a gift on the inside of us and a purpose and a plan that you've given us, God, to bring us to an expected end, that you're faithful to perform it even until the day of Christ. There's hope, God, that even amidst the destruction, that we won't be harmed, God, that even though 1,000 may fall at our right side and 10,000 on our other, God, that the things won't come nigh our dwelling, God. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that you shall hide us high upon a rock. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for our ability to hear from you. We thank you, Lord God, for our ability to speak boldly about who you are, God, without conviction, without abandon, and without withholding anything. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for just the opportunity, God, to have a conversation about you, for the freedom that we have to speak about what you're doing in our lives, God, for the freedom that we have to act on the things that you've given us to act on, God. We pray that, Lord God, that you would continue to order our steps in so doing. Yes, God. Continue to create paths in the desert, God. Continue to operate in us, work through us, God, as we impact lives around the world, God. Help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Help us to be ambassadors to the world, God. Help us to be ambassadors to each other, even the people that we encounter on a daily basis, God. Help us to be the living proof of your love, God. Help us to not be clashing cymbals that have no meaning or no purpose, God, for the sounds that we make. God, help us to understand the gravity and the purpose behind the breath of our lungs and the activity of our limbs, God. We thank you for it all the time. But God, help us to understand the purpose of it. God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you continue to do, God. And we'll continue to praise you for it. Yes, it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, stay committed. Peace out.